welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. I feel like it's been like days and days and days. But, you know, I think it was just Thursday, right? But it feels like days and days. Still getting back into the groove of things. We were away on holiday for the weekend. And it's like it's so wonderful sometimes to just take that time for yourself. So, it was wonderful. So, yeah. So, all right. We're going to do some grounding in a moment. But thank you all so much for being here. It's a special call today. It's special because we have Reverend Lorraine Cohen with us, and it is her birthday today. So we are going to be celebrating with her and sending her so many positive vibes and so much love and so many blessings. She is just one of those, one of my favorite people, you know. And I love having her on my show. She's been on so many times. And it's wonderful. We have such wonderful, deep conversations and so much transformation on each call. So you definitely don't want to miss this one because this is something that we have never talked about. It's about making drama delicious. So we're going to talk about what that is. What does that even mean? And what is drama and why we keep creating it? And you all know that we do. We keep creating it. So what is it? And some obvious and subtle ways that drama shows up and plays out in our lives. And why is it delicious? That's a great question. I was asking that myself, like, okay, why is it delicious? And how drama can be a benefit to your health, happiness, abundance, and purpose. And how the past can be a pathway to heal drama patterns once and for all. So keep that in mind, especially right now. Lorraine's going to talk about that a little bit more, but how the past can be a pathway to heal drama patterns once and for all. And for those of you who don't know Lorraine, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. Like I said, she's been with us many times. Wonderful, wonderful guest speaker with us, you know, wonderful facilitator of change and transformation. She does beautiful energy work and energy healing and coaching and just, you know, you really want to work with her if you get a chance. So Reverend Lorraine Cohen is internationally recognized for soul power coaching, quantum energy healing, and intuitive readings. She uses her highly attuned spiritual and healing gifts to support conscious women and men to dive deeply into self-love to transform past emotional wounds into wisdom, compassion, and power. A fierce advocate for her clients' transformation, she guides them to restore their authentic power, inherent worth, and true nature to manifest their deepest, fulfilling dreams in alliance with their soul calling. And in 2014, Lorraine began transmitting an ancient evolved version of quantum energy with the divine and the higher realms that supports the restoration and regeneration of your body's true state of health. Whether you're in physical pain, dealing with an illness or injury, want to energetically clear emotional and mental energy blocks, or wish to accelerate your spiritual awakening. She's also an international best-selling co-author for two anthologies, Unwavering Strength, Volume 2, and Embraced by the Divine, the Emerging Woman's Gateway to Power, Passion, and Purpose. And she is an internationally published feature writer for Bella Mia magazine. And you'll find that her warm and engaging presentation style makes her a sought-after public speaker, media guest, and workshop leader engaging audiences worldwide. And you will just love her because she's so compassionate and she's so caring. And, some of the stuff I love about Lorraine is she's authentic. She is true. She's done such wonderful work with us on these live calls that, you know, has brought people to tears and releasing and transformation. That's been so, so powerful that I'm so blessed to call her a friend, number one, and to have her on our show as a regular that I look forward to each and every season because there's always key transformations that happen on the calls. So Lorraine is with us, so I encourage you all to open up your hearts wide. The energies are already working and flowing through the call for everybody listening now, listening later. But I invite you to open your hearts and welcome in these energies, welcome in the wisdom, welcome in the teachings, and be open to your own transformation. And most importantly, just open up your hearts and welcome my dear friend, Reverend Lorraine Cohen, to the show and send her lots of love and blessings for her birthday today. So, Lorraine, welcome.
Aw, you are such a sweetheart. What a beautiful introduction. I'm just sitting here beaming, you know. It's always a great pleasure to hang out with you, and it's an opportunity for me to receive all of the love and blessings from you and everybody on the call. It's something, you know, we're not always great receivers, are we?
No, we're not.
So thank you.
Please do receive, because I'm beaming too. You said you were beaming. I was beaming, you know, because
I just feel
yeah.
it.
So thank you so much for being here on your birthday. You know, that's really special. I mean, I took my whole birthday off, the whole day I took off, you know, when it was my birthday last month. So thank you for being with us with your energy to celebrate this day and to share with us this really cool topic about making drama delicious. So because you've been on the show, Lorraine, many times, I'm not going to ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself because, you know, we already know you and love you so much, but I was hoping you could do like a brief centering process first to get us all grounded and centered.
Yes, I would love to do that. You know, before I do that, I want to say something very quick, which I know you'll appreciate. You know, when I had the option of picking whatever date to come on your program again, I decided to do it on my birthday, which felt very right. This morning, as I woke up and thought to myself, why the hell did I think on my birthday instead of taking the whole day off? And I reminded myself that, number one, I get to hang out with a friend.
Yes.
Which is so wonderful, and talk about something that I find very, very juicy. So, you know, it's so interesting. The places that we go from one point to another, and I am trusting that it is all perfect because, you know, what a great thing to share on my birthday, as well as all the love that I get to drink in, which is also very cool. So,
perfect. Yes, thank you. And, you know, and that's another point that you just made is because you are such a service-oriented person, very giving and very service-oriented to your community and to the universe at large, it, you know, part of a birthday celebration is about gifting and giving, right? So when you are giving of yourself on your birthday especially, I find that to be really, really powerful, you know, because in the North American society, for example, birthdays are all about receiving, you know, like I'm receiving gifts and this and that. But in the Eastern culture, like in Indian culture, for example, on a birthday, you tend to give sweets to other people when it's your birthday, you know, so you're blessing them with sweetness and so on and so forth. So I always find on my birthday, I like to give something. So I know for my birthday, I gave probably, you know, something at some point. I forget what it was now, but some MP3 or, you know, some gift of some sort. Because it's not just about receiving. It's about giving as well, gifting of yourself. And that's what you're doing today with us. So thank you.
Oh, I love that. I love that idea. And, you know, when I woke up this morning and saw that there was going to be rain throughout the day, I thought, what a wonderful day of cleansing. And also what some people might not know is that the first day of your birthday is the beginning of your personal year. It's a new cycle from year to year, so it's also a day of new beginnings for me as well, and so that's exciting for me too. So what a beautiful way to go through my day. I've got my cat on my lap. I'm all ready to jump in. So
perfect.
Let's
start.
Do some centering. Yeah. So gently begin to close your eyes, or you can keep your eyes open. And start by taking some nice, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose and exhaling out through your mouth. And just resting into your breath. You may be coming onto the call live, shifting gears from something that you've been doing the course of your day, or perhaps your day is ending or maybe beginning. And when we use our breath to bring us in that connection within ourselves, it's such a beautiful way to begin this process of stillness, of openness, to open our hearts. And just imagine a beautiful column of light above the top of your head, which is connecting you to a stellar gateway, that connection with your higher self. This is a chakra that we are connecting with more and more deeply. And as that energy moves down this column of light, down through your other chakras, your soul star, your causal chakra, down into the crown of your head and moving down that column, down each and every one of your chakras, lighting each one up, bringing with it the energy of divine love and grace. And even if you're not aware of some of these other chakras, just know that that's happening. Just resting into this beautiful energy as it's connecting all of those energy centers within you and moving down to the balls of your feet, your Earth Star chakra, which is right below your feet, moving that energy down into the ground, down into hollow earth, and connecting with Lady Gaia, this beautiful sentient being, this angel who blesses this planet, giving us so much. He is also in this process of transformation. As this earth continues its ascension process into fifth dimensional life, we are all here witnessing and servicing this process. Let's imagine in our minds that we are sending love with each breath from our heart center out into the world to everyone and everything, remembering that we are connected as souls, as light bearers, as givers and sharers of love that connects us heart to heart, soul to soul, and mind to mind. Connecting as a one heart family, bathing this world in love and light. And knowing that this love and light expands beyond this earth, out into the universe. For the universe is also in an ascension process. We are so loved and supported by our guides, by the ascended masters, by the angelic realms, by other worlds, by this multidimensional universe, bathing us all in love. Take a nice deep breath, resting into these vibrations of love and light and peace, of healing, of possibility, compassion, forgiveness, presence. And gently begin to feel your energies coming up, opening your eyes back into room awareness and staying connected to your heart.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Definitely feel much more present and centered.
Me too.
Mm-hmm, yes. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about making drama delicious. And, you know, I was thinking about this, how normally we think of drama in a negative connotation. You know, drama is bad. There's a judgment around drama. And so when you're talking about making drama delicious, it's like, ooh, this is a different possibility. Let's see where we can go with this.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that I continually find is that it's a good reminder to remember that every experience, every emotion has a flip side to it, and we can expand it into seeing things from a much broader perspective, or we can hold it within a very limited consciousness. And so, you know, we're going to get a chance to really look at drama in a more expansive way today, and I'm excited about exploring that with you.
Wonderful. All right, me too. Because, you know, anytime that we can open up our consciousness, expand our consciousness even more, it's better for everybody, right? It's like, ooh, this is a new way of being, a new way of thinking, a new way of feeling, you know? And it's like, yes, let's talk about what is drama and why we keep creating it. And it's funny because we've all done it, you know. It's like, I think there's less drama in my life now, for sure. But sometimes, you know, I create drama with Robert for the heck of it, and it's like, oh, you know, and he doesn't play into it, so it's like, oh, it goes away real fast.
Yeah, beautiful. So let's definitely jump in there, and you know, I want to, you know, initially just talk about it in the way in which we're used to experiencing it, and we'll get into the delicious part of it in a little while. Mm-hmm. So drama, for a very simplistic way of looking at it, is the way in which we react to things from a place of fear and scarcity. We see it as a negative, as you mentioned. We tend to blow it up in our minds so that it scares us. We start believing us, and we move into being a victim. It's the story that we tell ourselves that tends to, at times, exacerbate experiences so that we begin to expect the worst. And one of the invitations that continually comes up in our experiences is to remember that we're not our experiences, that we're having them, and that whatever we can't face begins to rule our lives and has power over us. That's one of the things that tends to come from drama when we're seeing it as a negative, is that it begins to take an energy of something that we want to get rid of. And some people will milk it so that it becomes a source of manipulation. And so when we come back to realizing that we're not our thoughts, we're not our feelings, that we are energy beings having an experience, and that we have a choice as to when we're having what we may consider to be a negative experience, we can either use it to our advantage or we can allow that experience to overpower and to rule us. And one of the ways that we have a tendency to do that is from language. You know, every time we use the word I am, and how many times have we heard that the words I am are the initial words that shape our reality? And so there's a difference between saying I am or I feel or I have. And that's an important distinction I always encourage people to pay attention to, is take a look at the language that you're using that may be creating more drama in your life. You know, even words like I am scared, it can become an identity. I become the energy of fear, as opposed to I am feeling frightened, or I am feeling this, or I am feeling that. When we move into those states of drama, when we can realize that we're in drama, when we can start to pay attention to the language of our thoughts, the language of our words, the more aware we become of the energy that we're communicating out into the universe, that we're believing, we can step into our own mastery and begin to create our reality from a more conscious state. So I want to stop there for a moment and just invite any comment that you may have right now. I can imagine where you went with all that.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, you know, you're absolutely right. Our wording especially is so important. I was saying this on a call earlier today. Be careful what you're saying, or watch what you're saying, because right now especially we are manifesting really, really quickly. The energies are such that, you know, you're creating your reality. So what is it that you want to create? And you're right. We tend to just say, I am whatever, and not knowing that that is what we are starting to create. And it doesn't mean be vigilant, hyper-vigilant, but be aware, right? And we're not, especially when we're in that drama mode, we're not aware. We are like gone on a tangent, right?
Exactly. You know, you had asked, why do we keep creating it? It's habit. It really mm-hmm. is habit. There's a certain contagion of energy that has been on this planet for the longest time, and that is, you know, as I mentioned earlier, it's these energies of fear and scarcity. And, mm-hmm. you know, even though we can have these conversations, you know, this wonderful information is coming up on these telesummits, wonderful information that people have heard over and over. I've certainly heard certain things being repeated. And there's a beauty to the repetition because we're hearing certain concepts or certain wisdoms again and again because maybe we're hearing them differently, or it's coming at a time that we're grasping it a little bit more deeply.
Yeah.
And so it is through our drama that things get our attention. You know, a lot of times, and I was saying this to somebody just a little while ago, some of the most difficult experiences are our greatest teachers. We learn our capacity for things. We learn how powerful and creative we can be when we move through these periods of difficulty. One of the reasons why I wanted to talk about drama was this is something that really kicked up an issue inside of me. And as many people know, I have been known for helping people to transform fear into courage and to use it as a source of power. Not something that people typically think about fear. It's usually, I get questions like, how can I get rid of fear? What's the quickest way for me to move out of this state of fear? And I have said to people repeatedly, fear can become an ally if you use it from mm-hmm. a place of power. And that may not be something that people typically think about fear. You know, if we were totally fearless, we might not realize that we're placing ourselves in danger. Fear can bring us back to a place of power. It helps us to set boundaries. It can show us mm-hmm. when we're disconnected from our spirit, because when we're aligned with our spirit, there is no fear. We can feel that power inside of ourselves. We see ourselves as a magnificent creators that we truly are. And so when we become more aware of how we're using energy, then it changes the whole experience of things. Mm. And it's about starting to look at how things can really be of service to us in a much, much different way. I just lost my place.
So no, I like that.
Where I was going, I just kind of went out there for a little bit.
It'll come back, but just to say that, you know, that's a really different way of thinking about fear, because normally we're told just be fearless, have no fear, don't worry about anything. Like, you know, it's like it's about cutting out the fear. But when you look at fear and you're able to see what it's bringing up in you, you also get that chance to see the flip side of how truly powerful you are and how truly creative you are. And what you have already been through, you know, sometimes, and what capacities you truly do have. You know, sometimes the fear can bring that up, as long as you don't fall into the victim role of the fear, right?
Exactly. And, you know, building on that, and this is part of the reason why I wanted to bring it up, and that is we are bringing through incredible energies right now. We're bringing mm-hmm. through beautiful activations and different processes. Mm-hmm. My concern, which really relates to exactly what I just said about these questions, how do I get rid of it? I have been talking about for years the importance and the value of doing the inner work and having experiences. There are many people out there who, and I heard a friend of mine say this, and I absolutely loved it, who are map sellers. And by that I mean people who will talk about all these different processes, but they have never walked the terrain. And it's very different when you're moving through different experiences. Don't you want to be with a guide when you may need some help? Somebody who has been there, who understands the nuances, who understands the energies and the pitfalls or the tips or the different twists and turns that the journey can take to help you to guide yourself through that. Many of the people on these calls are in service, are light workers who have different gifts and skills to be of help to others. And if you are constantly looking for the quickest way to get rid of something or the quickest way to get through something or to avoid dealing with something altogether, how are you going to be able to show up for somebody else who needs that assistance when you haven't even gone there? And I feel really strongly about that because I think that this is a tricky place for many of us who have been on this journey for a period of time or who hit some of those places where we feel some resistance and discomfort. There are times when the awareness of something is exactly what you need to release an old pattern. There may be times when working with somebody else who will move the energy for you is just perfect. And then there are times when you have got to get down in the dirt and roll up your sleeves and go into some of these nooks and crannies because it is essential for you because there is something as part of your journey and your healing that you must experience. And also because of the gift of what you will take from that experience so that you can be of help to others. When I look at some of the stuff that I have dealt with, that I have found a capacity inside of myself. I found a strength. I have found wisdom. I have found gifts, things I never could have experienced any other way had it not unfolded in the way that it did. And I am so grateful. There are definitely times when I have felt enough already. Mm-hmm. And I also know that when something seems to linger or it seems as if it's the same topic, we go deeper. And also there's something at that deeper level that we need. And when something lingers, it's because it's still serving us in some way. The most important thing I say to people when that happens is pay attention to the drama that you create about that. Pay attention to how you respond to that. Do you get angry? Do you get frustrated? You get upset with yourself. You get annoyed with the universe. Or do you, and this is where I guide people so often, is say thank you. Do you welcome it? Do you open your arms and realize you have summoned whatever it is that's showing up? You've summoned it forth because you are so committed to your journey, to your mastery, to your liberation, that you are being so thorough to what is coming up, because we are dealing with layers. We have stuff upon stuff upon stuff through our own lives, through our past lives, through our ancestry. We are not only clearing for ourselves, many of us are clearing for humanity. So you get to decide whether you create more drama and suffering and struggle or whether you understand, really step into that space of seeing things from that wider perspective and understanding that everything that is happening is serving you for a purpose, not to make your life miserable, not for you to make yourself miserable, but because you are here to do great things.
Wow. Wow, thank you for that great reminder.
So stop
Absolutely.
Looking for ways to dump things because you're not going to be able to do it if it's serving you. And it's important for you so you can, again, you can create suffering or you can move through it with grace. And I, you know, this feels like such an important message as I am looking at all the incredible things that people are bringing forth, I still feel that energy of, how do I get rid of this? And it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You're doing such a disservice to yourself and a disservice to others when you approach it that way.
But, Lorraine, you know, to be honest, most people are not hearing this message that what we are creating is because or bringing into our lives is because, you know, we are committed to our growth. People are not hearing that, you know, like that's not a message that they are hearing from other teachers, you know, to be honest. But it is so true, you know, and that's what I think it's so crucial for people to know that you are on a journey. You are on, you know, a path. And so sometimes the stuff that's coming up is there, you know, it's hard and it's difficult and it's like heart-wrenching, but it's so that you can finally see the light. You can finally wake up. You can finally, whatever it happens to be for you, you know?
Yes. There was hard. Sorry.
I was just saying that's hard for people to hear because they don't, I think that's hard for people to hear.
It is.
They want to hear the fluffy, nice stuff.
Right. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you.
Know, there was this meme that I saw years ago, and it said, if your path is difficult, it is because of your higher calling.
Mm.
And there have definitely been times that I have felt, you know, I've been told many, many times that I'm here for a very big purpose, and probably many people listening have been told the same thing. And I remember I was sitting on a Skype call with a close friend of mine as we were walking through some very intense periods, and we both looked at each other and said, what the hell did we sign up for? And there
yeah.
are days when I feel that's absolutely true, but we don't stay in ongoing drama. We really don't, because what happens is we get stronger and stronger. We are aware of what's happening, and in letting go of the resistance to it, we move through stuff a lot easier. We are lifting and releasing density at a level that we never have before. And one thing that I also want to add right now, I had gotten this in my message box yesterday from a friend of mine, and she said, I'm reading this. Just a heads up, solar storms are raging. Incoming solar wind could affect the power grids across the Earth. And she said this type of intense solar activity can have effects on the central nervous system, the stomach lining, all brain activity, including equilibrium, along with human behavior and all physiological, that means mental, emotional, physical responses. This can manifest as nervousness, anxiety, worrisomeness, the jitters, dizziness, shakiness, irritability, lethargy, exhaustion, short-term memory problems, heart palpitations, nausea, queasiness, prolonged head pressure, and headaches. Mm-hmm. Chaotic and erratic behavior also results from intense solar activity, and emergency rooms consistently observe increased accidents.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you stay hydrated and, most of all, grounded.
Yeah.
Know that these things all pass, and the trick is to go with the flow with information, and above all, take more self-care than ever. All of this is information to support and inform you of what's happening on our planet right now. So in addition to all of the things that are happening in our lives, there is an intersection of what's happening energetically on the planet, both the energy codes and the planets, and believe me, I don't know about all this stuff unless somebody tells me, and then I start to see the intersection of things. Traditionally, April is a very intense month. I don't know why. That was the planetary theme, was intensity. You know, as I look at this as my birth month and the end of the year cycle, it has been very, very, very intense. So there is more need for self-care this year, even though it's a year of new beginnings. We are digging deep, and we'll continue to do that. So this is important to keep in the forefront. It's not business as usual. It doesn't mean that we need to be on guard. It's awareness. how mm-hmm. you're taking care of yourself, how you're tending to your body, how you're tending to your self-care emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, the things that you're doing to nourish yourself, to stay grounded, to stay hydrated, the foods that you're eating, everything supports being able to move through your life, being able to move through these experiences when there's more energy intensity, so that life doesn't feel like you're being tossed around.
Mm-hmm.
When your internal foundation is strong, with self-love, with self-care, with your connection to the divine, you're going to move through these experiences with a lot more grace. That's just what begins to happen. And I'll bet when you look at where you are right now and where you were, let's say, a year ago or 2 years ago, mm-hmm. with everything that's happening, aren't you seeing your own capacity to move through things easier than 2 years ago or 6 months ago?
Oh, much, much, much. Yeah. Everything, yeah. So much has shifted and changed for me, especially. Right. But now, you know, I don't linger in the drama at all. There's really no drama in my life. I can't complain. But even when something does come up, you know, it's like, I look at it, you know, it's like, okay, what is this, you know, and why am I seeing this, you know, how does it affect me? And I ask a lot of questions. And then if it doesn't serve me anymore, it's like, yeah, you know what, I think I'm okay with this. So I let it go. And then if there's some deeper work I need to do, then I do some deeper work, you know.
Exactly, exactly. And even in working with the deeper work, don't you find that you're able to move through it with more strength, with more clarity, with
yeah.
more grace?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
much. It's amazing, and it's partly because, you know, I am more present all the time, you know, and connected to the divine, and have my tools, you know, that I use, and
right.
and I have a different philosophy on life now than I did a few years ago, you know, so it flows much more smoothly.
And that absolutely has to happen. Yes. So.
Yeah.
You know, there's another way that I also want to reference is that while there are some obvious ways that drama can play out, and that is through financial challenges and through relationship issues and overeating and just the ways in which, you know, we experience more struggle in our lives, and I'll bet everyone who's listening can identify where some of your trigger points. There's also one of the subtle ways that it can play out is through health.
Mm-hmm.
We can use health issues. We can use ailments. We can use stress. We can use all of the favorite excuses and stories in order to step out and to be in resistance. I mention health because it's one of the places I'm really seeing drama and issues playing out in people's lives where it is a resistance to doing some of the deeper work, where there is unforgiveness, where there's a holding on of resentment, where there is guilt and shame and a lack of self-love. All of that contributes to health issues. It contributes to a chronic pain. It contributes to disease, ongoing illnesses, times when we're not experiencing the level that we are wanting because there's an undercurrent. I believe that the genesis of all health issues are things that are unresolved emotionally. And
mm-hmm.
those are clues when we're having difficulty with health that can play out in drama because we can use health. It's something everybody identifies with. Oh, I don't feel well. Oh, you know, we rally around people and have a great understanding when people are dealing with health issues that can all be utilized as a means of being in resistance. Not to saying that there isn't any truth to that, but we can milk that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can use it as a reason to step out, to play our victim card, to be in that place of scarcity and fear. So it's a good place to take a look at when health issues come up, what is it that I may be not seeing that's also playing out as drama for me that I have become comfortable in using because I'm really feeling scared. I'm really not loving myself. I'm really blah, 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 fill in the blank.
Yep, absolutely. And so part of that has to do with looking at the stuff that's coming up, being aware of what's coming up. And, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about where drama has value. Can we jump in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'd be curious as to whether there's any comments or questions from people.
Yes, we do have questions.
On a website, because, you know, this is, like I said, this is a different conversation. Okay,
yeah.
So how can drama have any value? So just kind of feel into this, all right? Drama brings us a sense of aliveness,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
You know, also just, you know, think about the movies. When we love to see dramas, it brings up emotions. It brings
yes.
up thoughts. It see ourselves in that story, or we feel somebody is telling us, or we can relate to things. So there's a sense of aliveness that comes from drama. It also helps us as a source of navigation. You know, we've been talking a little bit about all the different clues that drama can bring up. It shows us where we've got some stuff going on, or it shows us where we have some passion about things. It also can bring us to a place of power. It can show us just how strong we really are, again, how creative, how competent we are, how confident we can be when we're in that state of drama, because it brings us to look at ourselves more deeply. It can reveal our gifts, our talents. It can show us how to problem solve. It can bring us to a place of clarity of asking for some of those deeper questions. It can show us where something feels absolutely right, where there's a resonance, where our intuition, where we feel that knowingness. It can also bring us to the language of spirit. When we go inside and we rest into that drama, when we breathe into that drama, we breathe into that energy, and we ask, what is the message? What am I trying to tell myself in this experience? And it can be a portal. It can be a portal to moving us to those next steps. It can be a pathway to what it is that we really, really want, to our power, to our truth, to our genius. How many times do we find ourselves when we're in the throes of drama and in the throes of our story and the intensity, and there's this desire to want to back away as opposed to saying, oh, yeah, bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
Roll up our sleeves, get into the juiciness of it, and what's on the other side of that experience is oftentimes something wonderful. But if we don't go the distance, if we quit and we believe our stories, and I say this not from a place of judgment, because sometimes you have to take those steps and you back off and then you move forward and then you back off. Whatever it is, but just remember that what's on that other side, there's always something on that other side. Nobody stays in a state of discomfort indefinitely unless you keep fighting with it. That's the only reason why something is going to linger. And we do summon these experiences. We absolutely call them forward because we want the experience. That may not make sense. Why on earth would I call forth an experience of all this difficulty? Because there is something in there that is juicy for you. It may be that you want to know just how powerful you truly are for the work that you've come here to do. And this is the perfect experience that you have created in order to connect with that power, to connect with that resilience, to connect with your gifts, to connect with that clarity, because it's absolutely perfect. There's this wonderful phrase that I heard from Michael Beckwith years ago, and that is that God does not call the qualified, God qualifies the called.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at any experience in your past that you have moved through, that you have accomplished, that was a success, that may have surprised you, that maybe when you were first approaching it and you thought, how the hell am I ever going to get through this? And you got to the other side, and hopefully you felt a sense of gratitude and pride and strength, and it was perfect. The way that it unfolded, you got through it. And mm-hmm. as a result of that, look at what you learned about yourself that was magnificent, that may have dismantled and released some beliefs that you had about yourself that were absolutely untrue, and you got to find out the truth about yourself. You know, when I was at an earlier point, I remember years ago, I went through a period of collapse. It was right after my mother died, and everything fell apart. And I remember being really scared and feeling more vulnerable and more full of crap than ever in my life, as I just started to look at myself at a very, very deep level. And people were so used to me being the strong one and the one who had the answers, and it was a great burden to have to be that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And some people fell away because they couldn't handle me being shaky, and there were some who really stayed with me, and that was a powerful initial period for me because I got to find out that I was stronger than I thought, and I was maybe not as strong as people thought I was, because that's been a process over time. But it was a powerful period. It was an important period for me to find out some of the truth about myself. And every time I step into these difficult places, especially, as you know, working through a cancer diagnosis 4 times, I have mm-hmm. learned things about myself and my capacity, and about the universe, and about the support that I have around me, both in my inner circle and in the higher realms, that I never could have gotten any other way. And it has been an extraordinary experience that has been full of gifts. It's not been an easy journey, but it has brought me to places I never, ever could have imagined. And I don't feel victimized by that experience. I know that it's also part of my purpose of changing the consciousness of disease and cancer, which is why working with people on all areas of their health, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, is where I see all of my work is about health. And drama is a pathway to redefining the way in which we experience being healthy and vibrant and abundant and happy. That's all about abundance. It's all about moving out of scarcity. And health is one of the ways that we do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And you know, and that's the thing. It's like all of these experiences that we've had, you know, they are blessings. They are gifts if you are willing to look at them like that instead of looking at them from, oh, woes is me. They mostly... the experiences are for you, not for anybody else. They're just for you, so you can see exactly who you are, you know, and what you are capable of, what your gifts are, and so on and so forth. It's not about the rest of the world at all. You know, we are on a solo journey, and these experiences show us, you know, more and more who we are, how we're operating from, or what we're operating from, where we are, you know, at that moment in time. And when I look back on my past, it's like, wow, I've come a long way, baby. You know, it's and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all the different experiences.
Absolutely.
Yeah. all right. Do you want to take this? So we have some questions on the Q&A and on the phone. How about if we take a question on the phone and a question on the Q&A? And then we'll do some more a little bit later. What do you think?
Okay. We've got a lot more to get to, so let's see what we can do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Because so, I still want to get to the deliciousness of it. There's more.
Yes,
there's more,
I agree.
More delicious. Okay, good.
I agree. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 6408. I'm going to unmute you here. Hello?
That would be me.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Judy. How are you all?
Good. Hi, Judy.
Wonderful, wonderful call. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, a combination thereof. I am one of those people that takes on too much, and of course people love to point that finger and say, you know, everything about you is drama. I'm waiting for the deliciousness part of it because I relate that drama to being a person that really I care deeply.
Yes.
And I reach out probably too quickly in some people's minds, and then I find myself lagging in myself because of, I think my, you know, it's not that you expect back, but you hope that people have the kind of care that you have, and then you find yourself drained. So that's kind of a question comment at the same time. How do you, you know, pull back on that goodness of you that other people want to translate as something bad and calling that the drama. And I beg of you to explain that deliciousness part as you go on.
We're going to get to that. And what a beautiful comment. Okay, I've got a couple of things that I want to say about that. In our desire to be of help to others, how that can translate from what we've grown up with is that, you know, that old, you know, thinking that people need to be fixed or that they need help. I always encourage people to, number one, check your agenda when you hear or witness what's happening with somebody else. And the perspective that I like to put out is, let's hold the space of seeing and hearing and witnessing people in their greatness rather than in their problem or their situation. Because part of the habit is when something is shared, we go into, oh, and we focus on the problem rather than hold that space for that person's capacity, for that person's, for the gifts of that experience, for the deliciousness of that experience, for that person to rise, see them in their greatness, see them in their best, see them in their capacity, see them in their process, see them in their progress. Hold that space before you rush in to help. Give them a moment. You know, it's like that person who is going through their own process. And in the past, we would say, do some self-talk, do some, use one of your tools. And now I say, you're rushing in too fast. Breathe into it. Rest into it. Let yourself have the experience. Let yourself feel before you rush in, because otherwise, that is your ego that is trying to control, manage, and direct the experience and literally dump it. So There's a timing for things. So before rushing in, check your agenda. Am I, number one, have I been asked to be of help?
And that's the case.
Okay, and if I want to help, let me ask if they want it. So what I say is, I may go to somebody and say, is there anything that I can do to be of help to you?
Mm-hmm.
And they sometimes will say something, and if I can respond, I will. I'll also check to see whether they're trying to get rid of it or not. And if that's the case, then I will offer some of what I just said to you. If they don't know, then I say, well, let me hold that space for you of love and strength. And if something does come to mind that you would like my help with, and I can help you with that, let me know. And that way, I'm seeing them in their greatness. I'm holding that space for them, and I am not trying to shift it or control or manage anything for them. And that way I honor their process. And I may even say that. I honor your process. Here's also something else that I say to people and my clients. Wow, look at how brilliant you are in creating that situation. You must really want to get this masterful, brilliant creator that you are.
Wow.
Right? Because it's true. Why are we creating all this drama? God, we want to get this. We want to get this so bad. I know that's true about me, and sometimes I need to create a lot of drama because I can be a bit of a hardhead. Sometimes the subtleties just don't reach me, so I need
a little
bit more.
Oh, I get that one really well.
Right? Right? So if I'm going to hold that space of greatness and I say to somebody, you really want to master this. You really want to master patience. You really want to master power. I honor and respect you for that. Or you have created so much drama so you can exhaust yourself. God, you are so brilliant. And I approach it that way, and people will go, wow, I never saw it that way. Or sometimes somebody might tell me to, you know, go, you know, F myself. But the reality is that when you hold that mirror for that other person, it changes their experience because they shift out of victim. They shift their perspective. And that's what I mean about how drama can be a portal to greatness, to genius, because we hold that space. Does that resonate?
It does. Do you feel that in all with someone that is an empath that gets in their way of trying to take that path because we feel for them, like, and it's right there, it's like it is our own?
You know, this is why it's important to check in and say, is this mine or is this somebody else's? And for empaths, it's really important to have the ability to step back so that you're not absorbing all of the energy around you. I'm very grateful. I feel empathic, but I'm not an empath. And so there are a certain things that's very important for people who are empaths so that they are not absorbing the energy all around them. And there's a wealth of information for people who are that wide open.
Mm-hmm. It is very rough. I said it is very rough.
Yes, and it definitely can be. So, you know, there are times, especially with all of the intensity on the planet right now, is I can keep my heart open, but I also keep my energy field. I have Archangel Michael clearing for me constantly. I call in fire dragons to come in and to just burn away any energies that are not of the highest. When I'm walking into places, I really surround myself in light. And I say that not to separate myself, but I can't be absorbing the collective denser energies. So I just keep myself open to the highest frequencies of love and light, and I ask Michael to monitor that for me. Before I go to sleep at night, I have him do a clearing through my field to just cut any cords to any attachments that are not serving me in the highest way, to bring back any parts of me that might have gotten scattered during the course of the day. I mean, you know, there's different things that we do, and we're needing to do this more and more because of all that's being released on the planet. So just have that be a ritual, a daily thing. You know, maybe you walk around with a crystal. Black tourmaline is really great at doing some transmuting stones. You probably know about that. And just be of that intention of, I'm only open to the highest frequencies of love. And anything else that is not serving me in the highest way just bounces off all the mirrors around me. Whatever it is that is needed in order to keep your energies intact.
You know, I must just interject a little bit of humor here. over Christmas, I went through a pretty big nightmare. And with that, I decided to do something nice for myself, and I bought several rings. And I don't, and I did not know at that point about black tourmalines. And I was so drawn to them that I actually wound up with three rings that were tourmalines. And after I started to hear what they were about, I thought, wow, you wonder what is intercepting that's telling you these things sometimes.
Don't you love it?
So it's interesting that you mentioned that.
Yes, yes. You know, there is so much information that we're downloading all the time that we don't realize. One of the things that I absolutely love is when a moment of clarity and I go, oh, that's why I was doing that, or just loving it, or look, all the angel numbers that we're seeing, you know, 1111, 111, 212. I mean, the messages are coming fast and furious. And so, you know, we are so supported. And let's remember to keep asking for that help and you know, work with me during my dream states and just play around with things. We can make drama fun by just seeing the humor in it or just sometimes laughing at ourselves while we're moving through these things. We are masters, all of us. We are walking masters. We are not meant to be in a state of oppression. We are meant to be experiencing liberation and lightness and joy, and we are leading the way. And in order to do that, we have to find our mastery through these experiences. Conversations like this I find to be so affirming and confirming and uplifting because we're all walking through this. This is new terrain. We've never been here before. You can read
Absolutely.
A lot of books and know about that intellectually, but we're embodying it. We are living it and creating it. And isn't that incredible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Absolutely.
Indeed it is.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you so much for taking all of this time with me. It's, you know, it really opens up so many things to think about. And you're right, it's just like these little things that come in front of us and we don't really realize why, but something's putting it there. It's there for a reason. But just like
you
said,
who are putting it there? Who are putting
you
it there, Judy? You're
doing
that brilliant creator that you are.
You need a brick to get my attention, usually.
Well, I know that feeling.
Well, I thank you a million and a half.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you, Judy. Great question.
Thank you.
Be
okay.
Well.
You too, Judy. Be well. Oh,
that
was
all right.
I love
that. Yeah, that was wonderful. What a great question.
Why don't we take one on the webcast and then we'll jump into a little bit more of the delicious.
Yeah, sounds good. So I had a question from Frank in New York, and I'm not really sure about this question, but his question was, how can I create a take action mode in myself? So you know how we're talking about creating our lives, creating our reality. So, you know, take action mode instead of, I guess, being a victim mode and feeling helpless. I'll let you interpret.
why don't we put that question back out for more clarity?
Sounds good. So, Frank, if you can just give us a little bit more detail, that'd be great. So then I have a question around, hold on, from Denise in Texas, and Denise is asking about, can you help with betrayal? Because, you know, betrayal is also about drama, and she says it's so heavy. So can you talk a little bit about betrayal and how that can be drama and how we can make that delicious?
Well, you know, when we think about betrayal is that there is an attachment to what people do or not do, and you know, who among us at one time or another has not always come from the most loving place? Mm-hmm. So it's about looking at expectations about what we want or expect from other people. And betrayal is all about forgiveness. And when I talk about forgiveness, and I talk a lot about that and work with people very deeply on forgiveness, it isn't about excusing behavior. It's about understanding that people do things based on their level of consciousness and based on their life experiences. And when people do things that we perceive to be hurtful, it's because they're coming from a place of hurt. So what forgiveness really is, it's an act of mercy. It's a gift of holding space for somebody else's humanity, not being at their best, not just for other people, but most importantly, for ourselves. So a lot of times when we witness what we perceive to be betrayal in somebody else, it's also an opportunity to ask ourselves, in what ways do I betray myself? In what ways do I not live up to my own values or my own expectations? And a lot of times when we're dealing with betrayal, it's really about what we harbor towards ourselves. Resentments, all of those kinds of energies, guilt, anger. So the deeper question is, if I'm experiencing what I feel is betrayal with another or betrayal with myself, what is it that most needs to happen in order to bring it to a place of peace? This is always where we want to go, is to a place of peace, not to be in this state of shaming and blaming, because that doesn't go anywhere. All that does is it creates the spiral of pain. So the higher question is, how do I bring this to a place of forgiveness? And if we can't go there immediately, then it's about being willing. That's the first place, is to be in a state of willingness to bring something to a place of peace. And that may mean a place of acceptance. And acceptance means I understand that this is how it is, and letting go of the struggle against what we want it to be. Ultimately, we need to come to a place of peace, which is a sense of closure, and we cannot do that without forgiveness. So one of the questions that I also say to people is, what is it, the result that you want? Is it a need to be right? Is it a need to stand more strongly in being a victim? Because we only get to be a victim once. After that, it's an agreement. So it may be about a willingness to look at ourselves differently or somebody else differently. We're all accountable for the way that we show up. And if we cannot forgive each other, then we cannot ever let anything go. And it will become a burden on the heart. And as long as we stay in that state of unforgiveness, that is a breeding ground for illness, for scarcity, for disconnection from our hearts, from disconnection from source. It's a very high price. So we can forgive ourselves. We can forgive another for whatever we perceive to be an offense. Hold that person accountable as well as ourselves, and evolve from there, because this is part of human behavior. In our essence, no one can truly betray another. Because all is part of an experience of growth. There was this book that I read years ago. It was written by Neil Donald Walsh, and it was called The Little Soul of the Sun, S-U-N. And it's a beautiful parable, and I'm going to just paraphrase it because it always brought me to tears. And it's a conversation with a soul, with God, and the soul is trying to come up with what it would like to experience as part of its growth. And everything that it came up with, God would say, you're already that. So the soul was getting very frustrated, and it said, I want to come in and experience forgiveness. And, of course, God comes back and says, well, there is no one to forgive. You are already that. And so he talks about that there are other souls who stand around who are listening to this conversation before reincarnating. And this one soul raises his hand and it says, I will come in and I will help you. I will do something in your life that is horrible so that you can have the experience of forgiveness. And the soul says, why would you, who vibrates at such a high energy, choose to lower your vibration and do that for me. And the soul says, because I love you. And
wow.
Because you have done that for me in many lifetimes. It always chokes me up when
I say that. Yeah, that brings me to tears too. It's like, oh
yeah.
My God. Yeah.
So it is important to understand that we come into this life to be of service to each other, that we're always working for each other, and sometimes we can get so caught up in the behavior and the action of others that we forget that it may be part of an agreement in order to help us to have an experience of something that may be about forgiveness. So I offer that to you in response to your question.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Denise. That was a great, great question. And I'm so glad you asked that, because that this wonderful parable about this conversation with the son, it's like that was so powerful. It's like, oh my goodness, I still have tears. I'm still overwhelmed.
Yeah. Always choke
like,
up.
Wow. Yeah.
I totally always choke up. Yeah.
My goodness. Thank you.
So I want to jump into the deliciousness of it, because I'm just looking at, we are winding down. People are, how could it be delicious? So I want to jump into that, if I may.
Yes, please.
Okay, so here's what I want you to think about is, we have talked about how people tend to make drama bad and lose sight of its gift. And in making drama dramatic, instead, imagine that drama could be playful and fun, that you could actually look at whatever is going on and just really play with it. It brings us to a field of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
It brings us to considering things that perhaps we've never considered before. And maybe in some of what you've heard me talk about today, you've been getting glimpses of how drama could be something other than a negative. If something was going on and you approached it as, I wonder how I could make this fun. Because we can interject that into any situation, no matter how it shows up. We can look at the outcome of diving into the messiness as something as beautiful and wonderful. I wonder where this could take me. I wonder how this could be a pathway to something else. I wonder what the message is in this. Maybe I could actually laugh at this. Maybe this could open up doorways I never thought. Just entertaining the idea from that perspective as opposed to anything else that you could tell yourself that would make it a negative. When we can reframe any situation, that helps us to have courage where we haven't allowed ourselves to go before. Even just what I was saying to Judy a few minutes ago. Brilliant me, I have created this situation because I want to master something. I wonder what that could be. I mean, it changes the whole energy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It allows us to see how capable we truly are. Remember that every situation is a playground. Imagine that this is a giant hologram, that it's a giant canvas, and no matter how it showed up, that you have called this situation forth because there's something that you really want to get. And imagine what that could be. Wow, I really want to get something here. I wonder what that is. Maybe this is showing me how to have more trust. I wonder how I could play with trust.
Beautiful.
Look at times in your life when you have trusted something. So you can just reframe anything at any time and make it fun. Imagine you could make anything fun. You could turn anything into a game. I wonder how I could play with this. And then it opens up a world of possibility, because when you approach it from that curiosity, you see things, experience things, get some insights that you were never open to when you were only standing in a place of fear, when you were only standing in a place of scarcity, when you were only expecting the worst to happen. It closes off a lot of insights. It closes off your intuition. It can close off avenues where people might show up to help you. We have no idea how many doors we could be closing when we stand in that space. But when we stand in the place of possibility and curiosity, we're saying to the universe, bring me more help. And we can do this in any moment, no matter what it is. We can even do this in a moment of joyful drama. You know, drama on TV or drama in movies, they're not always negative. They can be juicy and intense, and the stories can be amazing. What are some of the health benefits? Drama can reveal repressed mental and emotional patterns that commonly cause and sustain pain and illness and block healing. Drama can help you turn fear into an ally, so that you have confidence, you have courage and power to embrace your brilliance, to live your divine life plan. Imagine that. Yes. Drama can free you from worrying yourself sick. Drama can lead you to feeling more self-love and the relationship with the divine. It can bring you to your knees so that you open to things that you never contemplated before. Because when you know that you're loved and that you're lovable, you can let go of patterns that drain your energy.
Mm-hmm.
A drama reminds us that we're storytellers. And you can rewrite your past and create a new story of abundance, of vibrant health, so that you don't have to repeat patterns over and over again. And drama can give clues to explore past life healing for critical answers and keys that help you clear some of the patterns that have been curious that you've not been able to answer. And, you know, I'm bringing this up because in the last, now it's about 4 weeks, I have done some very, very deep past life clearing that have brought answers that I had no answers to,
mm-hmm.
things that had to do with my health, things that had to do with financial blocks, and things that had to do with being able to feel more joy. And it's because of being able to look backwards and see how things have tracked over time that have offered opportunities of greatest amount of freedom. I mean, they have literally blown my mind. They've been part of my own personal experience. And I've been doing a lot of past life regressions and healing with clients over the last several weeks, where there's been a tremendous amount of drama, where there's been things that have linked into problems in their current life that they have been struggling with for lifetimes that went right through their ancestry. So drama can open a lot of doors to link things, to release things at a level that is beyond this lifetime, if you're willing to go a little bit deeper. So it can be your friend or it can be your enemy, depending upon what you make it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, that's powerful. Yeah,
yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like people don't realize sometimes how powerful it can be in a positive way, in an empowering way. You know,
yeah.
Drama is not just negative. You know, it can be very transformative and delicious because if you start to ask those types of questions, who knows what possibilities open up, you know, and just being open to those possibilities is like, it opens up your whole universe, which is, you know, I love asking questions. I love looking at stuff from a different point of view, a different perspective.
Yes. And you know, the idea of questions is the quality of your question. If
mm-hmm.
you answer the question, why is this happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
You're not. You can get a gazillion answers, and none of them is necessarily going to move you forward. In fact, it really won't. But if you ask the question like, what am I trying to tell myself, or what is this experiencing showing me, then you can begin to see things a little bit more panoramically. Is
yeah.
this an invitation for courage? Is this an invitation for more forgiveness? Is this showing me that I need to slow down in order to go fast? It invites us to decode and look more deeply at the messages that
may not be exactly on the surface. So instead of saying, why is this coming up again, is what is the message that this is bringing me?
Mm-hmm.
Start asking some of those deeper questions. You start getting some answers that you might have not gotten the first and second time, or answers that you're ready to receive now.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is whatever is happening is perfect for you. How many times have we said that? When you really sit down on that and come back to everything is in service to my growth, my healing, and my evolution, then you will never have to feel victimized by anyone or anything. That's always a choice. We are interpreting these situations in every moment. When you look at it from a broader vantage point, then you begin to see things that you might not have seen before. And that's what I hope today's conversation is inviting you to do, is look at the ways in which you tend to look at drama in your life and how can you expand that picture. You may be finding more gifts than you realize. That's my hope, is your takeaway from today's call.
Oh, absolutely. No, beautiful. It's such a powerful call. So much wisdom, you know, already on this call. I know for myself, sometimes I ask that question about some of the stuff that happened in my past. Like, why did that happen? I can't quite get the exact answer, or why did this person do this, or like, I can't quite get it, you know. Some stuff has become clearer during this call. So it's like, wow, that was amazing. You know, it's like, I know that, you know, it's like, I knew that, but today when you said it, it's like, it went deep, you know? So thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, and things land when they land, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can hear something over and over again, and we can still have some of those questions. And the beauty is in the timing of when it lands, and we have those light bulb moments, and we have that clarity, and drama can bring us to those places, you know, because when we start asking questions like, why did that person do that, we're not going to get answers there.
No.
How is this situation serving me? How is this, you know, what can I discover about myself in this situation? Because when you start living from the inside out in that way, you see things that's very different. You know, where we've been so wired to look outside for answers. When we go back in and then look outside, we see something else.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's what it's about. The magic really is from going within and seeing what's there, asking those deeper questions. And loving yourself and forgiving yourself, you know. There's so much. I mean, I know we've talked about forgiveness before, but that is a huge topic. It's a big one, and it's so important. So,
yeah.
Lorraine, I wanted to just quickly talk about your special offer that you have for us, because I know that there's some wonderful products and stuff on there. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Lorraine12. Because some of these products or programs that you have on here, these MP3s, are going to really help people to go deeper, right?
Yes. You will, you know, I have called this a love alchemy program, because I feel that everything, when it's on a foundation of self-love, it changes the way we experience everything in our life, especially drama. Some of these are ones that folks have seen before. They are the best of the best that have to do with creating energy shifts inside of opening your heart and doing a lot of beautiful releasing to strengthen your foundation of self-love. And I added two other things here, and that is, it's an opportunity to have a private healing session with me to do some of the healing work that supports what we've talked about on the call today, as well as clearing things from the past. I really feel, from what I'm seeing, people's experiences, we're doing a lot of clearing of past lives, as well as a clearing of patterns from this life that have piled one on top of another. So I've never offered that within a special offer before, to have, you know, to do a private healing session with me. So I added that. And the other thing that I added is a special money and abundance meditation. I've never added that one either. And this is a little bit different from some of the abundance meditations, I think, that are out there. So the purpose here is for you to come away really loving yourself and letting go of a lot of the old patterns of drama and pain that you've been carrying for a long time, so that you can really start to shift into higher states of consciousness. You can read about this. I'm not going to really go into detail, because the bottom line is, if you've resonated with what I've shared today on this call and you would love to go deeper and do some deeper clearing, these audios are going to help you do it. Mm-hmm. And if you would love an opportunity to work with me, I know I would love an opportunity to work with you. You have two within the context of this special offer. You get a free session with me and another opportunity to do some deeper healing work with me. So I hope you'll jump in on it, because it would really be my honor to meet you and support you.
Beautiful. And that, again, is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lorraine12. Wonderful. Thank you. So where are we now? Let me see. So we still... Do we still have a few minutes, Lorraine?
I will give you a few minutes, and then we will close with my streaming some of the higher realms energy.
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you those.
Perfect. So we're just going to take one more quick phone call. Phone number ending in 7100. 7100. I'm going to unmute you. Hello? Maybe? Hello? In Alberta? Hi. Hi, who's this? I can kind of hear you, but I can't.
Maybe that person's on mute?
Nope, because I hear some sound coming through.
Ah, well, maybe they zoned down.
Hello? No? Okay. All right. Going, gone? All right, sorry. All right, sorry.
Anybody else on the phone line?
No. All right, no worries. Nope, sorry. Didn't work out. Ah, but there's all these wonderful birthday blessings for you, Lorraine.
Thank you.
On the Q&A, sending you lots and love and blessings, so yay. All right, so let's do the...
Any other questions?
No, I think we're good.
Excellent. Well, we have covered quite a bit.
I am
sensing that people are processing. So why don't I send some energy out to everybody? We'll embed that in the call. And it's been my pleasure. I have just had a ball, as always, with you on these calls.
Me too. And so much learning, so much learning, so much wisdom. You know, and, you know, you two hopefully have had an aha moment. I definitely did. So I'm so grateful and so much gratitude. Thank you.
Well, I thank you as well, and I'm always having aha moments. But, you know, I'm listening to what's coming through my mouth half the time, you know, because I don't always know what I'm going to say. And every so often when I kind of lose my place, it's because I went really far out there. And, you know. Presence is always speaking through us. I always feel the presence on these calls, as well as all of the beautiful angelic and higher realms team that I work with. And you know, we all have our teams, and they're always here to support us, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Ditto.
Okay. So let's send some energy, and that will be a good place, I think, to bring our call to a beautiful conclusion. I can feel the energy streaming, so I'm going to be silent until it's complete. I'm going to put a 2-minute limit on it, otherwise it could just go on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take some three nice deep breaths. I'm going to set the condition that this energy stream for the next 8 hours. Nice, lovely waves. And we'll also be embedded on the call, as always.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a blast with you, Alara. I always do.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for continuing to invite me to come back again and again.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Lorraine. And I'm so glad that we did this on your birthday so that I could send you even more blessings of, you know, of love and appreciation on this special day for a continued year of just so much goodness for you. You know, you do so much for so many people, and I just send that right back to you. All my love, hugs, and blessings, and just so much gratitude for you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad we did this today.
Oh, me too. And thank you for all of the years that you have provided Awakening to Happiness and brought on the most incredible speakers, and for your devotion and dedication to helping people to find more abundance and joy, and for the energy that you bring. It is such a pleasure and an honor to know you and to have gotten to know you over these years and to call you a friend. Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for being on the call with us today, learning about making drama delicious, right? This is a totally new way of being and thinking and looking at drama. So definitely go back and listen to this call again, because there's so much wisdom that you're going to take away from this call. And you're going to look at your life differently. You're going to look at the drama differently, for sure. And so thank you so much for your questions and comments and being on the call with us today. So appreciate you all. Please do take a look at Lorraine's special offer, which is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lorraine12. And so we are going to close off today's show. And just know that those healing energies that Lorraine is streaming are going to continue. So, you know, be aware of those, continue to receive, continue to drink water as much as you can, and be present. Be present with these energies and with yourself and with the divine. All right, everyone, thank you. Have a great night, or day, where we happen to be. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.